prayers, which is held every week, with the exception that today the leader of the Islamic Revolution will be leading this week's prayers. There's an inside shot of the auditorium of where it was being held, where it's obviously jam-packed, and of course it's hosted also by a number of officials from Iran. The gathering that's taking place, based on statements coming from Iran's Friday Prayers headquarters, is saying, had said that there will be a massive turnout. Obviously we can see that that has taken place. Now this week's Friday Prayers comes 1 week after Iran's presidential election, in which obviously at this point it is well known that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was re-elected as president with almost two-thirds of the vote, coming in at 62%. Again, if you're just joining us, you're seeing shots outside of the location of Tehran University, where thousands have gathered in order to hear what the leader has to say, a very highly anticipated speech to be given by him, in which not only the people within Iran have been looking forward to it, but at this point in stage, the whole world is looking to find out what the leader has to say. Just to keep you up to date with a couple key events that have happened this past week, Ayatollah Khamenei has said that a recount of the vote could be held in the presence of representatives of the presidential candidates should the investigations show that such a measure is required. And also in relation to that, the Guardian Council has said that the body at this point has invited the candidates that participated in the 10th presidential election to attend the council's upcoming meeting to be held tomorrow on Saturday. Other related news that have transpired this past week. Iran's intelligence ministry said on Wednesday it had arrested a number of main agents who masterminded the post-election violence in Tehran. Very important to note that there's a lot of news that is coming through different media outlets from around the world, some very well known and some not well known. What needs to be clarified and given as the news coming is what we are reporting to you right here on Press TV, given that we are headquartered right here in the capital. Now, we are awaiting the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to take the podium. There's some pre-ceremonial speeches that are being given. Our correspondent, Gisumi Shahmadi, who followed the presidential events, is at the site, and we're going to go to her to find out what's going on. Well, Gisa, you're there. Why don't you tell us what's happening and where you're at?
Well, Kaveh, you just mentioned a great turnout, and I can tell you for sure that this is an exceptionally great turnout. Of course, usually when the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, addresses the nation in a Friday prayer speech, the turnout is high. But at this very crucial point in Iranian history, it has been even exceptionally higher than ever. Where I'm standing, actually, to the north of Tehran University, I can see Shunzdeh Azar, or 16th of Azar Street, which is completely full of people who are waiting for the Friday prayer speech to begin. As far as I can see, they are all holding flags of the Islamic Republic, which is, of course, a sign that they are supporting President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. They're also holding signs demanding Western countries to stop interfering in Iran's internal matters. And also, I can see signs that people are holding, which reads that they are here to pledge allegiance to the leader of the Islamic Republic. Obviously, the speech today is going to be very crucial and will hopefully end a week-long unrest in Tehran.
Looking at the live images there, Gisu, and I'm sure you're witness to it, we can see that people, they've congregated, as you said, and what looks evident there is thousands have gathered, but very peaceful and very calm. And, of course, people just basically have turned out in droves to listen to what the leader has to say.
Hello? Okay, I lost you.
Well, Gisu, I was just noting how I see Thousands, as you mentioned, have gathered at this site, and of course, this number obviously more than normal and usual because of the great anticipation of what has happened since last week.
You pointed out a very interesting thing, because we've also been following different gatherings during the week, and I can tell you that the number of people that I see from here, if you have the map of Tehran, and if you can show it to our viewers, it would be nice for them to see. From Enghilab Street.
زیبایی ظاهریشون توجه میکنن به زیبایی درونی توجه
Friday prayers to begin, and as I said, these are most of them, as far as I can see from where I'm standing here, are supporters of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and they are demanding, Kaveh, they have signs holding, and it just reads that they want their votes to also be considered, because, as you know, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has... 24 million votes. Now, for the first time, probably, if I can compare this to the crowds that I've seen before, you can clearly see that this number is a lot greater than what we saw in previous days in Tehran.
That's right. And Gisu, I should mention that, you know, Friday prayers is very symbolic of what is known and has been well ingrained in the Islamic Republic society. In which, well, in this case in point, it should be noted, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it's Friday prayers. Aside from the elections, this is a unity of people on a weekly basis in which officials have come out, clerics have come out, voicing any opinions that they may have. So it has a different air to it also at the same time. Do you agree?
Right, Kaveh, because the Friday prayers, yes, in the Islamic Republic is a very important event. It is actually a very important weekly political gathering because, as you know, in the Friday prayers speech, there are two speeches made. One of them discusses the political events of the week. So Friday prayers, generally speaking, is a very important event in Iran, but this time, we have the leader of the Islamic Revolution who is going to be addressing the nation. And also, at this very crucial point in time in Iranian history, of course, the presence of the leader is going to bring unity between the different supporters of the different candidates. So it is also very important from that point of view as well. As you mentioned, unity here is something that we can clearly see, that when the leader is there, Iranians, whoever they support, are also there.
And Gisu, it has been unfortunate that foreign media, based on what has transpired in the past week, have taken mostly what appears to be only one angle, overwhelmingly in terms of images that have been shown. In which, of course, that is not a true representation of not only Iranians and also just the way the stance of Iranians are regarding this election process. Various reports of foreign meddling that have taken place, that's a whole nother topic of discussion.
Said, unfortunately, have been covering only one side of the story, and this, especially, I'm emphasizing that this is their chance to prove that they are unbiased and they are not trying to meddle in Iranian business. Because, as I told you, where I'm standing, you can see a great number of Ahmadinejad supporters who are demanding their votes to also be considered. So I think this is the greatest chance for foreign media to prove that they are unbiased and that they are covering the whole story, which so far, unfortunately, haven't.
Okay, Gisu, and just to inform our viewers, we're showing images right now live outside of Tehran University, where Friday prayers are usually held. We are awaiting the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to make his appearance. Gisu, why don't you inform the viewers what is transpiring right now before he makes his presence there?
I didn't catch your question. If you could repeat that, please.
Well, if you can tell us the ritual at the Friday prayers, because well, I'm sure many viewers might not know that. But usually right now we hear somebody right now that's singing a sermon. But why don't you tell us, if you can, what the ritual is prior to the speaker, in this case, the leader, appearing?
Well, in the Friday prayer speech, as you know, Muslims pray five times a day. And the Friday prayer speech is a symbolic gathering, also, as I said, from a political point of view, very important, because before the prayer, which is the religious ritual of talking to God and using those certain words and reading certain verses from the Quran, in the Friday prayer, the Friday prayer speaker also addresses the people who have gathered. There are two speeches made every week. One of them discusses political events of the country and, of course, of the world, which is why it's very important, because actually Muslims around the world have a chance to discuss the political events that have happened every week. The second speech is mainly a religious speech. And, of course, afterward, there's the prayer, and then, of course, people go back home. But like I said, the importance of the Friday prayer and the reason why before the Islamic Revolution, the regime was not very happy with holding Friday prayer speeches was that political speech, which is made by the Friday prayer speaker every week.
Gisu, I'm going to jump in because you may not be able to hear me, but I have a quick question. Do we expect the presence of some of the candidates who ran in the elections at this Friday prayers, if you have that piece of news for us?
Kaveh, we have news that supporters of Mr. Mir Hossein Mousavi will also be attending the Friday prayer speech, which is a good sign, Kaveh, because it shows that when it comes to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, when it comes to Iran, which is our country, everyone is united when it comes to their country. These are tiny disputes that will resolve easily, especially when the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, steps in. I'm not sure if we're expecting any candidates. If they do turn out, we will, of course, let you know.
Thank you. Gisu, I'm going to ask you to stay with us. Gisu was just talking about the candidates and their backing, in which Ayatollah Khamenei has come out and said that all the candidates are backing the principles of the Islamic Republic and support peace in the country. Let's cross on over to Nader Mokhtari, who's a columnist and analyst, in order to get his analysis. Nader, thanks for joining us. Well, I'm sure throughout the week, with all the events that have taken place, many people are looking at this speech in order to get an idea, perhaps, of the direction that the leader might be saying. But why don't you tell us what we may expect and what kind of impact this speech may have?
First of all, thank you for having me. This is a keynote speech by the leader. This will seek to unify the country, but at the same time, it will leave very little doubt among people as to the way things ought to go. Sometimes the banners which hang under the podium tell you an awful lot. One of the banners reads a quote from Imam Khomeini, may he rest in peace. He says, people do wrong if they act against the laws of the country.
Okay, well, many thanks.
And this I believe will be the direction that things are taking within the leader's speech.
Well, let me thank you, Nader Mokhtari, columnist and commentator. Again, if you're just joining us, you're seeing live images there inside the auditorium at Tehran University, where we are expecting the leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to appear and give his much-anticipated speech here. If you have missed, perhaps, images of the crowds, the thousands that had gathered outside of Tehran University. But at this point, we're going to end this live coverage, but we are going to come back for that speech. So please stay with us here on Press TV.
muna to pagtiro sa ako na nabatyagan ko, maigo ko dire. Dire. Tapos dire. Dire siya.
Ida kami sa may duta kag mga paipit basta hindi kami magalin sa amon lugar.